We're live. It's Sunday night, October 15th.
The Canadian establishment's long-standing connections and admiration for the Nazis got sloppy, and the fallout hasn't ended.
This embarrassing moment in Parliament honoring a Nazi unit soldier.
He's a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero.
Is prompting calls for Canada to reckon with its own history.
How did the Nazi war criminals get in, and how were they able to avoid any accountability all this time?
It's unclear how many alleged war criminals were admitted after the Second World War. One Jewish group estimates the number is in the thousands. It's Canada's dirty little secret. The Duchenne Commission probed the issue in the 1980s. Part of its report made public, the rest marked secret. The names of Nazi collaborators never released.
But this all began even before Normandy was stormed. As The Guardian reported in 2004, George W. Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. A network of financiers that is as hidden as the Epstein list. Prescott Bush's business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz. An even stranger twist to the narrative, Aleister Crowley served as a spy for the British government. The Beast left his admirers in Berlin in 1932 as Hitler rose to power as the Chancellor in 1933. Oddly enough, Deputy Fuhrer Rudolf Hess was obsessed with Aleister Crowley. After World War II, the rat lines that sent the Nazis scurrying through the Vatican, Spain, and South America landed them in safe harbor in the United States and Canada. One of these rat lines supplied Operation Paperclip that built NASA, the CIA, and the NSA. Decades later, the occultic Nazi death culture continues to flow through the U.S. from Hollywood to Washington, D.C. in one way, shape, or form.
Let me introduce you first, though, to Zina LaVey. Her father, Anton LaVey, is, the founding father of Satanism in this country. Dr. Quino, the high priest of the Church of Set.
Temple of Set.
Temple of Set, also a colonel, interestingly enough, in the United States Army.
Whether it's D.C. insider John Podesta's spirit cooking, uncovered by WikiLeaks, or President Biden's Committee on the Arts and Humanities appointee, blatant Satanist Lady Gaga, the common thread is the no-talent poser artist and Crowley disciple Marina Abramovich. So it wasn't a massive surprise when Ukrainian President Zelensky appointed the talentless artist and darling of the satanic elite, Marina Abramovich, as the ambassador to Ukraine, with a focus on the school children of Ukraine.
The Israeli and Ukrainian presidents gathered for an official ceremony for the unveiling of a new interactive memorial, Crystal Wall of Crying, by world-renowned performance artist Marina Abramovic. The wall is meant to be a symbolic extension of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and incorporates crystals from the Ukraine and Brazil in an interactive installation.
Abramovich, a devout follower of Aleister Crowley, who at the very least ritually sexually abused children, while Marina has carried the concepts of Crowley's nauseating thelema into the 21st century.
Marina, I think you are so wonderful, so beautiful and inspiring, and as a woman, I am want to translate what her work means into my own life on a domestic level. I am obsessed with this woman. She is so incredible.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children.
In an article that would make Goebbels beam with pride, the Washington Post suggested using black magic to summon demons against Trump supporters.
I've been interested in golems for a long time. In Ashkenazi Jewish folklore, the golem is a humanoid creature created out of mud or clay, 9-10 feet tall, but don't let the golem wander too far. You're going to need him again. You're going to have to resurrect him once again before long.
Meanwhile, the Church of Satan puts in their full support behind the Ukrainian war effort as more and more Ukrainian soldiers are recorded conducting pagan blood rituals and celebrating their Nazi forefathers.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
News today.
A year and a half ago, it was like a light switch got flicked, and wars all over the planet exploded into existence. I'm not here to only look at this in a one-dimensional or two-dimensional level. I'm here to look at it in a third-dimensional, fourth-dimensional, fifth-dimensional, Hegelian dialectic understanding of what's going on. And when you simply pull back and don't buy into the controlled corporate mind control of are you for the Palestinians or are you for the Israelis, realize we're all being targeted by the same globalist forces, and we can go down every piece, every link in the chain, ironclad, who funded it, why it was done, who stood down. So let me say this to be 100% clear. I think Hamas is a terrible, horrible, evil terrorist organization. And if I tried to sit here and list all the horrible things they're currently doing, it would take the entire show tonight on this live Sunday, October 15th, transmission. And we'll go over some of it. And some of the terrible things the Israelis are doing in response that do violate the rules of war. And you don't become the devil to fight the devil. But that said, that is amateur hour. And the globalists think we're all stupid. And so let's lay all the facts out right now and then drill into all the minutiae that ties together. Israel founded and funded Hamas. I have Wall Street Journal. I have New York Times. I notice anybody saying that on Twitter or elsewhere is being called anti-Semitic and being attacked by Israeli interests. No, if you point out that Israel founded Hamas to destabilize and break up the PLO, if you point out there was a 7-hour stand down by the central government, there were some limited troops there that did fight back against overwhelming odds when Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, came across last Saturday during that Israeli holiday of Yom Kippur. So it is a fact. And every major Israeli expert I've seen across the board admits that it was a, quote, terrible intelligence failure. It was not an intelligence failure, ladies and gentlemen. I have a list here, and I'm going to go over it, of how many attack helicopters Israel has in their tiny country. They've bought 140-plus modern helicopters from the United States. I have the full list here, including Apache helicopters and other gunships in just the last decade. Those are active helicopters bought from the U.S. They've got a bunch of other attack helicopters, and I've talked to military experts, 5 or 6 loaded attack helicopters when Hamas started coming across, there's only 1,000 came across in the first wave, could have annihilated all of them. Now, that's the helicopters. Fifty F-16s, conservatively. Israel's got hundreds. Loaded with bombs. Would have wiped them all out as well. It goes on from there. So they had basically a seven-hour standoff, and they had retired Israeli generals who got in their cars and drove from Tel Aviv, two of them in the same car, because one of their sons was in the fight. It's been widely reported, and they said they couldn't believe it, that when they got there, in all of that entire area, maybe there was a couple hundred Israeli soldiers that were there, up against a more massive force. What do you think was going to happen when a few dozen ultralight paragliders came across the border? One helicopter loaded with rockets, they can carry up to 100, and the Gatling gun in the nose of an Apache would have taken them all out. One helicopter. I'm going to say it again. One helicopter. Remember the highway of death? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of armored vehicles and tanks, thousands of troops killed by less than 10 A-10 warthogs. Guys, pull up footage from the 1991 Gulf War of the highway of death, please. And this would have been the highway of death, too. There's desert right there. There's a big security wall and fence they had to break through. And then there are the few Israeli troops overrun. So I'm not blaming what Hamas did. They're not controlled by Israel, but they had the door opened for them. If I overhear two guys saying they're going to rob the bank at, you know, the bank I work at next Tuesday, hypothetical, I don't work at a bank, and I for some reason know about that and don't tell people, I'm now aiding and abetting it. So this is about facts. I don't sit here and go, well, it might be more popular if I just support Israel, so I'm not going to cover this. I'm going to cover the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And it's very hard for me to actually do that. But God's watching, because I am disgusted by Hamas and disgusted by the millions of Islamists protesting and bitching and killing and murdering and stabbing and bombing and all the rest of it across Europe and the U.S., and the universities and the liberals and the Democrats supporting it, and Black Lives Matter. So no, I'm not with Hamas and Hezbollah and the Iranians, and they do it just as much Machiavellian crap, and I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. But make no mistake, Netanyahu has a bunch of criminal charges against him. Netanyahu's been in and out of power for 20 years. Netanyahu had the walls closing in on him, and he's in videos, famous videos, telling people, if we continue to have conflict with the Palestinians, they will attack us, and that will make our state stronger because our people won't be weak. And that's kind of an extension of saying, well, my 12-year-old son's getting beaten up every day coming home from the bus stop by, you know, 15-year-olds, but I'm going to let him get beat up because we don't want a wimp. I remember being 11, coming home with two black eyes and saying, hey, these three or four older kids beat me up real bad. My dad said, well, you just better learn how to fight harder. And my dad wasn't the biggest, baddest, macho man around, but he just said, no, I'm not going to help you. And he said, about a year later, put one of them in the hospital, almost blinded. The guy picked up a piece of concrete, smashed it in his face, attacked the other people, and it really helped me wake up and become a man. So I get at a sick level what Netanyahu's doing, but it's sick. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to my audience about what's going on. But that's only one level. That's one level. That's the third dimension. Most people are looking at this one-dimensionally, like a piece of paper they're looking at with a stick drawing on it. And then some people go, well, Biden gave $6 billion a month and a half ago or 5 weeks ago to the Iranians, and they gave it to Hezbollah, so our government's funding it. And that's a two-dimensional observation. That's totally true, and it's terrible. And you can go, oh, and we gave them tens of billions of dollars of weapons and infrastructure, 80-something million in infrastructure in Afghanistan. And a lot of it came out of Ukraine as well. And we know Obama and Fast and Furious shipped hundreds of thousands of guns out of the U.S. into Mexico that were then transshipped to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Now you're getting into the third dimensional understanding of this. The bomb makers, the defense complexes. Let's skip this break. They stand to make conflict heating up and going on for years, they're now saying. And then there's the next level, the control and the fear of the security states over the domestic populations for the surveillance and all the, quote, reforms happening in Israel that put no checks on the government. And the fact that they're blaming Israelis for not being unified behind being medical guinea pigs and not having any due process or any real constitution. See, they're living under the same type of governments we are. And I'm not saying even Netanyahu's the bad guy, because there's a whole bunch of political parties over there, and they're all jockeying for control. And you notice they're all unified now because they want to be in charge when the permanent oligarchy or bureaucracy of dictators gets into control. So it's 100% fact there was a 7-hour stand down. We'll be exploring it with expert guests and testimony coming up later in the hour. We'll detail it. 100% fact, stand down. That's a form of false flag. False flag is you carry out an attack and blame it on your enemies, or you let your enemies attack and open the door. But it is a false flag in that they knew Hamas was gearing up. The U.S. had warned Israel. The Egyptians had warned Israel. The troops on the ground didn't know. They went and valiantly fought. The poor Jews in their houses that got slaughtered and burned down their homes and raped and killed, they didn't know. They weren't to blame. But the Mossad and the Shin Bet and the leadership of Israel knew this was coming. They had all there amongst the Arabs is what it translates into in Hebrew, that they've had since 1948 inside the Muslim groups so that they can control them and spy on them and know what they're about to do. They've got reportedly over 10,000 of these operatives who look Arabic, speak Arabic, have been raised in Arab countries, embedded inside of them. And they knew specifically what was going down and what was happening, and they did not have the country on alert. And for 7 hours, I mean, there were Israeli retired generals and people that got in their cars and drove to fight themselves, but they weren't in the government anymore. What was happening for 7 hours while all this slaughter is going on before they start sending helicopters and jets? You know, Israel drills and prepares for that. It's a tiny country. It's an armed camp. Thousands of aircraft, hundreds of attack helicopters, hundreds and hundreds of fighter bombers. Hundreds of patrol boats right there with weapons. And they did blow up some of the Hamas trying to come in. They did stop a lot of them. But it was a tiny amount of Israelis that were there. Just like on January 6th, they pulled half the Capitol Police and sent them for crowd control and traffic control at the Ellipse a few miles away at Trump's speech. Just like in Lahaina, they left the power on, didn't trim the trees away, and then stood down and blocked the roads with the people inside. The cops weren't in on it. They just followed orders. But that's how you can administratively kill people. And that's the globalist philosophy, whether it's BlackRock running the situation in Lahaina with that $5-plus billion of real estate they had already not been able to forcibly buy, or whether it's a year ago when Zelensky had two missiles fired into Poland, said that the Russians did it, and called for nuking. And even when the Poles, who shot down the missiles, got the tail numbers off of them and said, no, they're Ukrainian, our media said, no, they're Russian, let's go to nuclear war. So when I see this stuff, I'm going to call it out. And facts are facts. So what's the big picture? Because I've already talked about some of the basics. I'm going to drill down into that. First dimension, second dimension, third dimension. We're up into the fourth dimension. And that's a crude way of breaking this down, but dialectics, where you create one group or fund one group, you create and fund another group, then you collide them together to then have the media and the corporate systems that the larger central banks and the BlackRocks that control 88% of the world's finances and assets want, then they come forward as the peacemaker with the agenda that's the solution to the problem that's been choreographed, orchestrated. Yeah, you got to give $6 billion to the mullahs to get them to go along with this in Iran. Yeah, you got to give them 80-something billion, 87 billion in hardware and equipment, tens of billions in weapons to get them to go along. You've got to green light them at the White House level that, okay, we're not going to blame you for this, which the White House came out today. Biden said Iran is not behind this. So now Iran's being protected. Iran is on record ordering Hamas that they fund and control in the West Bank to go in and do this. They're behind the damn thing at that level, at the second dimensional level. But when you pull back to the whole globe, what's going on in Ukraine? A giant proxy war that NATO's losing with the Russians. China imminently talking about going into Taiwan. And the Pentagon now preparing troops and sailors and Marines for war with China. And the Army is now massing blood supplies in the Pacific Fleet for imminent war. The U.S. Army is planning for conflict with China, including shoring up blood supply. That happened in the weeks before February of a year and a half ago when the Ukraine war kicked into high gear. So, China is working with Iran. China's now made deals with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is broken with the United States because Biden, Biden, tried to depose their leader, tried to have him removed in coup attempts, driving them into the arms of China, driving Russia and China into each other's arms. You're stupid. No, there's a bigger picture here. And now Hamas, been planning this for a year, gets the green light from the head of Hezbollah, who takes his orders directly from the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So who gets more power? The mullahs are super unpopular. Internal polls show up to 70% don't want to live under the Islamic State. Now they have an excuse to crack down and have control. Netanyahu's got a low approval rating as well, but able to stay in power through parliamentary manipulations because you can be the leader without even having a majority of the vote because they have coalition parties get together. So Netanyahu's in trouble. Biden's in trouble. The mullahs are in trouble. Hell, Putin wasn't doing that good. Now he's in better position. All of these different predator systems, and all our governments are run by bad people at the end of the day. Very ruthless people. China gets more power and control out of this. And so war is the health of the state. And so just like Netanyahu said on Jordan Peterson a year ago, Israel's going to be the biotech capital of the world. We already are. He said one of the leaders, and they are. And we're going to give everybody a national medical ID, and we track everybody so we can tell if it works, if it helps them, if it hurts them. I mean, he was incredibly honest, actually. And we're going to test all the new drugs of the world and things on the Israeli population. And then they tried to throw him out. But he still was able to come back. They just threw out Jacinda Ardern's and put another puppet in. They're out for the first time in almost 50 years. The Labor Party is out in New Zealand. And the people say because of the shots, because of the lockdowns. Australia just had a referendum shot down. Globalist shot down. A globalist referendum that's been defeated. Sweden, Italy, everywhere. Right-wing, populist, anti-New World Order parties are being elected. People don't want to be run by Netanyahu that wants to use Israel as guinea pigs. People don't want to be run by Biden that wants to totally destroy America and use us as guinea pigs and chop our sons' genitals off. and all the rest of the stuff they're doing. And have us be a fentanyl dumping ground and all the rest of the crimes. And so what do they do when one thing's failing? Okay, what came out in the WikiLeaks? What came out in the Project Veritas stuff? Oh, COVID scam isn't working to get control and vertically integrate wealth. It worked for a few years, but failed. They doubled their globalist wealth. General public lost half their wealth in just a couple of years. Those are official numbers. Globalist doubled wealth. We lost half our wealth as general public all over the world. What a transformation. What a vertical integration. So the climate scam was the next thing. And now the internal memos have come out there, and you've seen them at the WEF last week, 2 weeks ago. Oh, it's not working anymore, the COVID scam or the climate scam. Now we're going to cut the water off and say there's a water shortage. That'll get control. And they said we're also going to use increased conflicts around the world, wars, to bring in a world ID and a new world currency. So, see, COVID is one punch. Climate change and all the lies and all the environmental terrorism and shutting down of industries, that's another punch. Then it's the Ukraine war, cutting off food supplies and shutting down fertilizer production. And then they shut down fertilizer production in beef in the Netherlands and now in Ireland. Some of the biggest food producers in the world. They're shutting everything off. And now they move to, oh, here's Hezbollah, who literally holds the 2+ million people in Gaza Strip as slaves, kills them if they don't do what they're told, took their keys away, blocked the roads, wouldn't let them leave when the Israelis said leave. Now, whether you think the Israelis are right to what they're doing or not, that's one-dimensional. Let's stop that. Hamas is on record. There's video, locals, footage, all of it, of them blocking the roads and then blowing up people's cars because they were trying to drive around them. They're not letting people leave. So for those of you that think Israel is the most evil, demonic thing the world's ever seen, Hamas is just as bad, except it's their own people. And that's what I want you to get, folks, is get to a fourth or fifth dimensional level. Look at how sick this is. Whether you're a Russian or a Ukrainian or an Israeli or a Palestinian or an American Indian or a black person or a white person or a person in Germany or Australia or anywhere you are having the same globalist policies done to you to take control of your body, to take control of your data, to take control of the food you can eat. It's all happening, and these governments are all lockstep. Benjamin Netanyahu does what the New World Order tells him. Biden does what the New World Order tells him. The British Prime Minister, the Canadian Prime Minister, all of them. And the good news is we're fighting back all over the world and trying to get better people elected. Doesn't mean they'll be perfect, but at least we're throwing out people that try to have open borders and gun control and pedophilia and medical tyranny and all these wars. So we're going to go to break and come back with the big news. We're going to go fifth dimensional. And we're going to talk about what's about to happen next on this current road, unless we get off of it. And that's called World War III for real. Iran has told Israel, you go into the Gaza Strip, we're going to attack you. And then Israel is going to nuke the living hell out of Iran. And then billions of Muslims are going to rise up worldwide, and then we're going to have real problems on our hands. Stay with us. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening. today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Netanyahu intentionally let Hamas kill Israelis. Both the IDF and the Israeli Air Force both stood down for 7 hours. You won't believe what a Jewish charity leader told me today.
Israel has the most sophisticated intelligence in the world. There was no way the government didn't know that that was going to happen. Mm. We're friendly with several good people in Israel. One is Rabbi Hananya Weissman. He knows a lot of people in Israel. He knows confidential sources that he shared with us their information that about the stand down order. He sent out a missive that indeed the IDF was given stand down orders, both the Army and the Air Force. 7 hours to stand down while those attacks took place. And this allowed the terrorists to come in and begin slaughtering and torturing the citizens. Personally, I think that this situation is akin to a family keeping a rabid dog in their home and then blaming the dog when the baby gets bitten. the parents needed to remove the dog many, many, many weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Before the dog had a chance to injure somebody in the family. So I look at the government of Israel, and they really needed to make sure that these people did not proliferate on their borders. And so they are held partially accountable for having to now go kill God's creations in order to secure their border. This should never have happened.
I literally have dozens of clips of prominent Jews saying the same thing, but I don't need to just believe them. We know they stood down for 7 hours. I noticed that video that we just played that's got millions of views on Twitter has a community post, fact check, saying, well, to add context, Israel's now wiping the West Bank off the map. Yeah, that's not a real fact check. That's deception. We're talking about last Saturday, 8 days ago, when this massacre started, almost 9 days ago now. That's 9 days ago in Israel. They're ahead of us time-wise. So we're just stating facts. That makes my job really easy. I want to be political. I don't care whose feathers I ruffle. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to tell it like I see it, and I'm right about 95% of the time. You can have your perspective and look at each issue through your own bias, but this is disgusting. Here's Roseanne Barr. She did a really good job on Patrick McDavid, super focused. But it was a clip on Infowars.com where she lays it out. It's like 12 minutes long, but here she is talking about the facts. And then another clip of Patrick McDavid himself, his former Army Special Operations, and who's from the Middle East, by the way, so he knows a little bit about it. He went on for an hour explaining every little sector of how this was a stand down. This was a stand down. And then the spin is, oh, what, you're saying Israel runs Hamas? No, they just helped set it up to destabilize the area so they wouldn't have a legitimate government. That's the Wall Street Journal. Israel, we have Netanyahu talking about it. He's like, we use these radical Muslims to make sure that they continue to attack us, that way we're strong, we can crush them, is basically the boil down of what he said. If you want, I'll play the four-minute clip. In fact, post that clip on Infowars.com, the live show feed, and we may have time to play it next hour. But, and we've got Michael Yon, who's very pro-Israel, and I'm overall not against Israel either. I mean, I don't think they should be killed. They shouldn't be made to disappear. They're not going anywhere. But at the same time, we're not going to sit here and act like the Israeli government is the people of Israel, and then they're just allowed to stand down. Even though they get power and control out of it and get to bolster their defenses, all of it, it is Machiavelli, it is sick, it is wrong. And just because you're opposed by a bunch of crazies around you that are doing nasty stuff doesn't mean you then do it. And yes, I know the Democrats are supporting Hamas, and so is Black Lives Matter, and they're our mortal enemies, and I can't stand them, and I don't want open borders, and I supported President Trump's freeze on 9 Muslim countries having people come here because those countries are sworn to destroy us. And if Trump said, oh, I'm going to bring more over here, I'd say I'm mad at him. And that's basically what Israel just did. Here's Roseanne Barr and then Patrick Bet-David.
What is this really? And who benefits from this? Right? You always have to ask those questions. But it is weird that Israel, which is like has such high technology for all this warning signs, what do you call it?
The defense is top notch, billions and billions. We even give them billions and billions each year.
The world's best.
Yep.
None of it was functioning.
Well,
they got through and then they went all the way back without one alarm sounding.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let's play dark. Did you need something like this for you to create a war to the point where the reelection percentage of a president goes so high when there's a war so you can get reelected? Maybe. Is it because the amount of chaos you learned in 2020, the elections was so chaotic, so it increases the chance of you being able to win another election because the more chaotic it was, you can tell people what we're going to be doing and they're already accustomed to it. Maybe they'll be more open-minded to it. Maybe. Is it because maybe even on the other side for me that I think about Netanyahu and Israel? First of all, who has the best secret intelligence in the world?
Mossad.
Mossad. You mean to tell me?
No.
You mean to tell me These guys have been that low-key underground for a year,
nope.
Built a city like the one in Israel, and they trained their guys to go in and how to break into homes and how to take people hostage. And you're telling me you didn't know? Seriously? And Egypt comes out. By the way, the story came out. It's like, well, you know, we told them, we warned them that something was taking place. Another story came out about Egypt. Rob, if you tell me what page it's on.
Yeah, so the people that allowed this to happen in Israel got a big problem. I've seen numbers of close to 90% of the Jews in Israel know there was a stand down, a quote, failure, and are pissed. No one with half a brain is buying that this wasn't allowed to happen. Okay. So I don't need to continue to go over the evidence of it. It's a fact, but that's only one level. China is encircling and is saying they may invade Taiwan any day. The U.S. is massing forces in the Pacific around there. You've got NATO accelerating weapons into Ukraine. You've got this whole Israel thing kicking off. And here's the key. The start at the one dimension, move up. Iran has said if Israel goes in with ground troops and raises the rest of Gaza, they are going to attack Israel. And they've got the West Bank with millions of Muslims in it and millions of Muslims that have basically taken over formerly Christian Lebanon, just north of Golan Heights. And then you've got Iraq and Saudi Arabia and just all of this and Egypt. And they're all getting ready. Even if the governments don't give the order, their people are already coming and marching and flying and riding in on camels across the border. I mean, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. And Israel says, we don't care. As soon as these floods stop, we're going in. And so there you go. And then the Hamas creeps have blocked the Gazans that don't want to be part of this from getting out. And there, and Egypt said, no, the border has not been open for us to go in. So this is a ticking time bomb that's already exploded, but it's like the detonator that's going to ignite the larger mountain of explosives. And then what comes out of that? The surveillance state, the cashless society, the checkpoints. We get attacked on 9/11, bare minimum, government stand down, prior knowledge, that all has been proven. TSA grubs our testicles, puts us in body scanners. They set up a huge intelligence network, which the FBI director just gave a speech yesterday down in San Diego to the police association. I got the video and transcript right here, and he said, oh, yeah, it's unprecedented extremist. And our own right-wing domestic groups are the main threat. Non-existent right-wing terror groups. I mean, it's like finding a unicorn with a leprechaun riding it. And there they are getting us ready for this so they can cancel the election coming up. War will cancel the election. That's where we are. All these governments are weak, but a huge group of wars will keep them in power. So they're all working together to trigger this.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Liquid Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday emergency broadcast, Israeli false flag confirmed, as Iran warns of further escalation ahead of Gaza ground war. You know, I wrote that headline right before we went live. I don't think it's strong enough. As Iran warns of total war with Israel, as Iran warns of World War III if Israel invades Gaza, I don't know. I mean, you just can't come up with strong enough headlines for times like this. For the next 30 minutes, Lauren Witzke, great investigative journalist, with CrosstalkNews.com, some of her latest interviews with Israeli whistleblowers and others about the stand down have gone mega viral. We played a short clip of it earlier, but you can find all of it on our Twitter at Warren Witzke, D-E, and at CrosstalkNews.com. And then Michael Yon, who's down at the Darien Gap, but he's coming out of there so he can get to a place that has internet, and give us a report on the flood of Islamic males, military-age men pouring in. So again, our government is flooding us. Europe is flooding Europe with Islamicists. Israel stood down for 7 hours, not their people that got slaughtered and not their military that was not warned, the small number of forces that were there. They weren't alert. They should have been. Again, a handful of helicopters would have taken out the Hamas invasion. Five attack helicopters conservatively to totally defeat them. But they didn't. So you can't just get emotional about, oh, I'm for Hezbollah or I'm for Israel. You got to pull back and look at the bigger agenda. Our government gave them $6 billion right to Hamas through Hezbollah, through Iran. They gave them the $87 billion out of Afghanistan. They've opened our borders up, and it gets worse. The left and even the Breitbart editor is calling to kill everyone left in Gaza except for those that get out and then to send the refugees full of Hezbollah and Hamas to America. Story up on InfoWars.com about that. No, you keep them. But see, when they then attack stuff here or get blamed for it, you lose your rights. So do I. So Lauren Whiskey, thank you so much. I wanted to get your breakdown on this because you've been all over it and get your take on this and where you think this is going next. When Israel goes in, I believe they'll follow through on this. And then Iran says they're going to attack. I believe they'll follow through, at least through their Hezbollah forces north of Israel, and they'll activate their forces in the West Bank. So Israel will be surrounded on all sides being attacked. That hasn't happened since the 1970s. What's your research on this?
Right. So like I had said, this really is Israel's 9/11, and it wouldn't be the first time that a government sacrificed their own people to go to war. Now, the whole incident was suspicious. You know, it took them almost 7 hours before IDF actually came and liberated Israel and their people and their citizens. Meanwhile, they're getting slaughtered by Hamas that came in via paratroopers. Like, it looked like they were homemade parachutes attached to bicycles. You're telling me that this, like, the most intricate, most extensive security and intel in the world, with the iron fence and thermal imaging, all failed during that time, most suspiciously, Alex. So I was looking into this. You know, they had moved the concert right on the border, basically into a war zone 2 days before. Now, we can't even ask the organizers why they did it, because it was put together. It was organized by two twin brothers. One of them is dead and one of them is missing. So we can't even ask them, hey, what was your justification for moving this concert to an area that left you extremely, extremely vulnerable? Now, like I said, this isn't the first time that a U.S. government or a government, a world government, a national government has chosen to sacrifice their own people to get the war that they wanted. Now the end result is war. Now we're talking about possible intervention with Iran. We have Lindsey Graham calling for us to go to war with Iran. We have our own politicians saying very dangerous things to provoke World War III, and they have to do better. We have to do better. It's going to result in thousands and thousands of people dying. We just got out of a 20-year war, and here we are again. We jumped right into it with Russia, Ukraine, and now it's looking like we're going to go back into the Middle East. Now, I don't want any more American kids being sent to die over there. So it is important that we investigate what Netanyahu knew and when he knew it. Now, 2 hours before the actual attack, Israel had been given intelligence saying that, hey, Hamas is going to attack. You are going to be in this position. Now, 7 hours later, they're just now dispatching IDF to save their citizens. Meanwhile, thousands are dead. And it just can't be explained.
Well, you're right, Lauren, and this has been done before. Again, when I expose Israel's leadership for being part of this, I'm not attacking Israel or Jews. Just like when I exposed Franklin Delano Roosevelt, came out in congressional hearings later, knew the Japanese were going to attack. They'd broken their purple and blue code 6 months before. A few midget submarines had gotten there too quick and crashed into it that night. So they had submarines there in Oahu, you know, there at Pearl Harbor, very close to it. They knew it was coming. They had the aircraft carriers that were new out to sea, but the old battleships get sunk as a sacrifice to get America, who was anti-war, into the war. Now, again, our government did that. So when the Israelis go, this is our Pearl Harbor, or this is our 9/11, they're absolutely right. And Dick Cheney wrote in Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC 2000, that they needed a Pearl Harbor-level event for America to be able to invade the Middle East. And what did we then see? 3,000 people killed at Pearl Harbor, 3,000 killed on 9/11. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very interesting. Now, I sat down with a Jewish charity leader yesterday. I posted the clip on my Twitter. You guys can watch it. Maybe we can air it on here. But she ended up giving me intel. I actually just sat down and was having a conversation with her about her pro-life work. She works for a Jewish pro-life organization who specializes in taking the pro-life movement to Israel. Now, Israel commits 40,000 abortions a year. It's actually almost state-funded over there. So she has her work cut out for her. But she was talking to me about the value of life over there. She was talking to me about, you know, actually, I was just told, I was sent this email yesterday. My rabbi who's over there said that it was 7 hours before IDF even came for them. There was knowledge that they were told to stand down. IDF was told not to act, not to go out and save these people until 7 hours later, after the crimes had already been committed and after people had already died. Now, she is a great woman. She came forward. And I asked her, I said, you got to go public with this. You have to tell the world about this, because like you said, it's not saying that the
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's not like it's just her, though she's very credible. We have the major Israeli news saying they stood down for 7 hours. No response. I mean, you've got attack helicopters a few miles away. In fact, I've got a list here from Israel's own defense ministry of the number of attack helicopters they've got. Over 200, over 100 and something they just bought from the United States. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's absolutely true. And it's backed up by everybody. Everybody knew it was something. There's something very wrong. There was multiple reports during that time of Israelis saying there's nobody here to help us. Where is the IDF? Where are our soldiers? Where is our protection? For hours and hours on end. Now, they have been given a heads up long before. Even U.S. intelligence had told them earlier that week that there was going to be a Hamas attack. Egypt had told them that there was going to be a Hamas attack. They knew it was coming. It wasn't like they were taken off guard. At first, that was the official story that, hey, we were taken off guard. But evidence is proving the other way. And you're watching the story change and manipulate itself. And we're actually starting to get out the truth. And more of the truth is starting to come out as more and more people are talking about it, because there is no excuse for the fact that they waited. They sounded the alarms at 7:30 in the morning to warn the Israeli people that they were under attack. However, the attack was already there. They had already crossed their borders. They were already inside Israel, and they were already committing murders. So Netanyahu, he calls, like, he runs IDF. There's absolutely no way he did not know that they were doing this. This had to come from the top. This was a call that came down from the top to the lower level soldiers and generals, and they didn't act. And it's starting to come out now. And the only reason it's starting to come out now is because people noticed and people are breaking. People are talking about it and exposing what really happened that day. Now, I'm interested to see what the real story will be in a couple of weeks.
All right, Lauren Witzke, stay right there. We're going to start the second hour with you for 15 more minutes. Then we got an investigative reporter, former Special Forces operative, Mr. Jan, joining us from the Darien Gap with the giant Islamic invasion happening now. Notice it's all being orchestrated by our governments, funding the Islamists, bringing them in, standing down, everything. Stay with us, just like Pearl Harbor.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, This survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
We're going deep here. We're covering every angle. And I got to say, this is very transparent. And the people that questioned the stand down at Pearl Harbor were proven right decades later. Congressional testimony, and now it's basically declassified. We're not attacking America because our government allowed the Japanese to attack us. We're not supporting the Imperial Japanese. But it's wrong to pull that type of crap. So it's not some unique evil of Netanyahu. And I'm not here being an apologist for Netanyahu. I'm exposing it. But there's also a sickness by a lot of people to look at crooked stuff Israeli leadership does and then say, well, that's because they're Jews. Give me a break. False flags have been carried out by every major empire and group out there. And we got too many nuclear weapons and too much dangerous stuff. Now it's got to stop. And when the public stops buying false flags or events they allow to happen, we'll stop having them. And that's my take on this. Lauren Witzke, you really are a smart lady. I always enjoy having you on. I was interrupting you. You're making some amazing points. Please continue.
No, it's fine. No. It's fine. You know, so I was researching a purpose behind the war. So back in 2021, Qatar had actually made a deal that they are installing pipelines in Gaza. So Gaza is about to be an oil haven. $60 million were committed to building energy sources in Gaza. So there's your reason for the war right there. When's the we've infinite amount of times we've gone to war for the sake of oil and energy. So like I said, we could have asked those concert organizers why on earth they moved their concert to the border. But we can't ask them because they're dead. How about that? So the only people that we can really ask about what's going on, they're missing or they are dead. Now, Israelis are coming forward and talking about how IDF had stood down, how it was obviously organized. And just because you have an evil government doesn't mean you have an evil people. It really doesn't. Here in the United States, everything this current administration does doesn't represent us. Same goes for Hamas and the Palestinians. You know, there are innocent Palestinians over there. There are innocent Israelis over there. Both are getting massacred as a result of the decisions of their leadership that sent them to the slaughter. Now, they have nothing to, you know, some people had no idea they were innocent bystanders or they were collateral damage for a bigger war that they all want to drag their people into. Now they have a reason for it. And we know that global leaders, you know, they're money hungry, they're warmongering. Just look at ours, like Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, other people calling us that to war, basically offering up our American kids to go fight for a foreign country. Now I'm American first. I'm America first full through and through. And I want to urge our leaders, do not send Americans to war. But Israelis do need to demand answers of their leadership. They need to demand answers from Netanyahu and IDF generals as to why they left them to die, why they left them to slaughter. And hopefully we can stop this war by bringing the truth. Hopefully we can put a stop to the genocides that are happening now. We can put a stop to the bombings. We can put a stop to the innocent civilians and innocent bystanders in Palestine who are dying. You know, people are dying. We as Christians, you know, we support life. We don't want to see any of these little children die. I'm so sick and tired of seeing little kids die on my Twitter timeline. Enough is enough. We can end this war. Demand better from your leadership. Demand answers from your leadership and settle for nothing less.
I totally agree. I want to come back with really the final cherry on top for all this for the listeners, and I'm sure a lot of them have already figured this out, but where this is all going and more. And that last little piece of footage that TV viewers saw, radio listeners didn't see it, was one clip of Iranians north of Israel firing a precision-guided missile from 3 miles away directly into a foxhole and killing two Israeli forward observers. Now, why that's important is Hamas doesn't have precision weapons. There are reportedly tens of thousands of precision weapons right across the Israeli border to the north, and Iran is set to unleash them. Now, that's serious. Israel could easily be overrun. They'll then use nuclear weapons.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
BlackRock, State Street. Vanguard, controlled together, and they are all owned by the same group, same consortium of corporations, 88% of the money and assets on Earth. And they have greenlit war all over the world, social strife, race war, cutting off of energy, all of it. And they need global crises to bring in their world government. Now, Yuval Noah Harari, who's one of the main spokespersons and the high priest at the World Economic Forum, who says humans are obsolete and world government's taking over and all the rest of it, and the future's not human, has now come out in a new video and said Benjamin Netanyahu is becoming a dictator and that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to use these attacks to become a dictator. Now, you've got to really study Israeli politics, and boy, will any studying any parliament will give you a headache, because there's like 6, 7, 8, 9 big parties and 10 or 15 little ones, and they're always jumping back and forth. That's why the prime minister will be in, and the president's over here, and they change this, change that. I mean, it's a mess. And from my study, if you read The Economist, published by the Rothschilds, they're mad at the Likudniks, who they think have taken their project away that the Rothschilds at the end of World War II set up. That's all a fact. It's not debatable. And so that's the weird leftist plan of a world government. They're going to use a crisis in Israel to bring it in. And that's why there's an obsession with Israel, because they know the Christians are obsessed with it. And it just gets into a bunch of bizarre eschatology and the global left's manipulation of prophecy. So this gets into some really dark stuff. And so Netanyahu has a bunch of leftist Jews worldwide at war with him. And it is true that the judicial reform basically makes the central government dictatorial. And so what Harari's saying is true, and I don't like Harari. He's really bad. He's just mad that the group he represents won't be in control of Israel. So we're going to play this clip and then get Lauren Witzke's take on it. Here it is.
What limits the power of the government? In the USA, there is an entire system of checks and balances. In Israel, we have no constitution, no senate, no federal structure, and no other check on the power of the central government except one, the Supreme Court. Now, the government is trying to gain control of the Supreme Court. If it succeeds, there will be no mechanism that limits its power. coalition members have already proposed numerous laws and regulations that discriminate against Muslims, Christians, women, LGBTQ people, and secular people. They are only waiting to take control of the Supreme Court, and then they could unleash this dictatorial flood. Also, with the Supreme Court neutralized, the government could easily rig the elections. For example, by denying Arab citizens voting rights, or by closing down all independent media outlets. Israel will still hold elections, just as Russia holds elections, but it will become a dictatorship. This should be a grave concern, not just to Americans who care about democracy or about the Jewish people. The USA might soon have to deal with a new militaristic dictatorship in the Middle East, armed not only with nuclear capabilities, but also with advanced cyber weapons able to strike anywhere in the world.
Now, what he said is totally true, except he represents a power block that I gotta say is probably even worse. So it's not that Harari's good or Netanyahu's good or Hamas is good. It's that the globalists have unlimited money and they can fund different groups that actually hate each other, but to collide them in against each other to bring in the crisis that brings in the world government. So I want to play a clip we played earlier. I want to point it out for TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll describe it. This is a few days ago when Israel was bombing some of the airfields in Syria and also firing some rockets into Lebanon. Hezbollah, that's come in with Iran and basically kicked most of the Christians out and the rest of it. Again, just pointing out what the loving Muslims do. There wouldn't even be really any Christians left in Lebanon if the Israelis hadn't gone in over and over again and protected them. See, I'm going to say nice things when it's true. Say bad things when it's true, too. It's just facts, facts, facts. And you can decide what you think about all this. But they began to fire missile after missile every time, killing Israelis in their guard shacks and in their foxholes. And they didn't miss. Iran has tens of thousands of precision-guided missiles and drones in Lebanon, southern Lebanon. And Iran says if Israel goes in, they're going to unleash Hezbollah on northern Israel. Now, the last time Israel went in there was 2006, 2007. They waited. And I've actually talked to IDF soldiers that I run into and you know. And I didn't just read about the news. They said, oh, it was incredible. When Hezbollah attacked northern Israel and Israel went in because of it, when their tanks and troops went through, there were all these tunnels. And up popped Hezbollah behind them and then shot the tanks in the back and killed a bunch of the troops. And the Israelis got beaten, folks. And that's why I don't agree with what Ben Shapiro is basically saying is going to happen. I don't want it to happen. But Shapiro says if Israel starts losing, they're going to nuke. And Israel said they will. They call that the Samson option. So that's where we are on this Sunday night. But we'll show that footage of the precision-guided munition again. Miles and miles away, the Iranians fire it. And they did this a whole bunch, multiple times, and every time killed the people they were aiming at, just to let Israel know, if you think we had a lot of weapons here 16, 17 years ago, why don't you go ahead and come into our trap right now? And that's the real trap. Israel sucks everything down into the south to fight Hamas, and then Hezbollah attacks. In closing, Lauren Witzke, I want to invite you back again sooner. You used to come on years ago. I see your work all the time. I called my producer and said, I want her on anytime she's got breaking news. Call us and come on. We got a few minutes left here with you. We really appreciate you. Michael Yon's coming up, a super expert on all this. And down at the Darien Gap right now, he hiked out 20 miles just to get to a spot with internet. But in closing, any other points you'd like to make? And tell us more about crosstalknews.com.
Yeah, sure, for sure. Well, like you said, Alex, there is no global war without conflict. If there were peace, they have no reason to fight. And the rise of Hamas, the support of Hamas, is the only reason Israel is in the position it's in right now. Prior to Hamas seizing power, they actually had a very liberal party that wasn't Islamic extremist. They were very peaceful with Israel. Well, somebody started funding Hamas propped them up, actually made them a legitimate political party within Gaza. And then from there, that's where the conflict escalated. So somebody was funding Hamas. Somebody knew that they would cause destabilization in Gaza and eventually lead to attacks on Israel. So like you said, there's always a globalist pulling the strings behind the scenes, but nothing gets done when everybody's at peace. There's no money to be made. There's no conflict to prey on when countries are at peace, and they couldn't have that. So that's why Hamas was able to seize power. There's always a reason behind the scenes for the conflict, and you're absolutely right. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. It was wrong when our government let the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. Doesn't mean we're saying the Japanese Imperial Navy was good. They were horrible. Committed war crimes all over Asia, particularly China and Philippines and Korea. And it was wrong when our government, bare minimum, let 9/11 happen. And it's wrong to have our borders open and have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Islamic military age men coming in. And you can see the setup here, because George Bush didn't get in trouble for the stand down. Netanyahu's not getting in trouble for the stand down. Roosevelt didn't get in trouble for the stand down. And so because everybody just throws up their hands and says, we'll do whatever you say, they're going to keep doing it. And then the whole police state that's being set up is being set up for the people domestically. Oh, the number one terror threat isn't China or the Mexican mafia or the Russians or anything else. We're told it's the American conservatives are the main enemy. Ray just said it again in California yesterday, the head of the FBI. It's outrageous. And it's dangerous. And as long as we act like fools, as long as we're willfully stupid, we will continue to be enslaved by this. Look, it's not that the public has low IQ or dumb. It's that people are mentally lazy. Anybody, you know, down to a plumber, and I'm not saying plumbers are dumb, but just a hard-working, regular guy, knows when you watch a football game and so you see a trick play where you think it's a running back going through the line, and then the quarterback does a little side pass, and it's a deception. And this goes on, and we have to learn these plays. We have to learn how this operates. And we've got to become aware of it and ask, what's the bigger goal here? Because the real crime is giving money to Hezbollah and Hamas. And then a month later they attack. And then Israel stands down. You can see at every level this being set up. So that's why I'm here pointing this out, because this is now leading towards a wider war with Iran. And you know China's going to move on Taiwan. And then the world goes into a total crisis, and then the globalists can finally bring in the rationing, the control, and train us to be slaves while they fight these wars. The globalists probably have backroom deals. They won't go to nuclear war, but China will get stronger as a dictatorship. Russia will get stronger as a plutocracy. The West will become more of a tyranny, more of a totalitarian system. Europe will as well. Who brought in the Islamics? Who opened the borders? Who did this? As soon as we get our guest, they'll tell me, and we will get him on. He's getting to a satellite uplink so he can get through to us or internet. Michael Yon, former Special Forces operator, incredible award-winning journalist, author. He's an expert on all this. Can't wait to talk to him. Let me do this. I didn't plug last hour because this news is so serious, but we need funds. We're treading water. We're under major attack. It's your buying products. Keep us on air. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So I'm asking folks to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of products that will change your life and that fund this operation that are at the highest sale we've had in over a year. We didn't have 60% off at Christmas, and that's usually our biggest sale. We're doing it. We've extended the trifecta sale. Even though we're going to sell all these products, we have to have the funds now. So it's a catch-22. You buy them when we massively discount them, but then we need to sell even more to actually make the money to fund the operation and buy more product. So BrainForce Plus, an incredible, clean, powerful nootropic that gives you brain energy, mental clarity, without the crash. I'm on it right now. worked out pretty hard today, and I'm not in the best shape, so I was exhausted. Took two capsules of it. You're really awake right now. A different natural stimulant effect in like coffee or whatever. It's amazing. It's 60% off. Overhead shot right here, please. It's 60% off right now. Part of the Trifecta sale. Real Red Pill Plus is incredible. It's discounted 50% off. We've got DNA Force Plus discounted as well. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have to end this sale Wednesday. You know, I've extended it from this Friday, but that's it because we're very close to selling out of those products. Also, The Great Awakening officially starts shipping in 5 days. It's in bookstores on the 24th, but we contractually can't start shipping to the 20th. It's in the warehouse. I'm going to be, after the show tonight, signing copies of this. Only place you can get signed copies that are a fundraiser, InfoWarsStore.com, or unsigned copies, InfoWarsStore.com, or let's drive it to number one if you want to buy a bunch of copies as well, Amazon.com. And it went to number one on the Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestseller list, the last book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. This book's 200 pages longer, incredibly powerful, gets into their master plan, how to stop them. It's really, I spent four or five times more time on this book. I mean, it took us meeting a couple times a week, 8 months to write this book. I wrote the other one in just a few months, and it's jam-packed. It's the enemy battle plan. This is the latest battle plan update, and then how to stop them. It's powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening now and keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or get it at Amazon.com as well. But exclusive signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, joining us for the balance of the hour is former Army Special Forces patriot and, of course, famous journalist from all over the world, war correspondent, author Michael Yon on Twitter at Michael_Yon, MichaelYon.locals.com. Incredible job on the war room with Steve Bannon. Also joining us last week on the show, knocking it out of the park. Also so many times calling out the United States military hierarchy and being proven right over and over again. He's here to go multi-level on us and not just look at this one or two or three-dimensional. What's really going on in Israel? What's going on with Iran saying they're about to go in? How does this tie into China getting ready to move against Taiwan? NATO losing the war in Ukraine? And the tens of thousands every few months of his military-age Islamic men pouring through, Biden giving the money. It was 5 weeks ago to Iran, going right to Hezbollah. We have, and then right to Hamas. And then now we have Biden saying, oh, no, Iran's not involved. I mean, this is sick. Israel, 7-hour stand down. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, it looks really bad. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us, sir. And you can start wherever you want.
Yeah, Alex, really, thank you for having me on. I love coming on your show. I was out in the Darien Gap this morning. I woke up and went right to an aircraft that I had chartered. Thanks to my incredibly excellent donors. And, you know, I went out there and I photographed the camps again. Mostly I'm down on the ground and that sort of thing, out in, you know, with the Indians and in the camps. But sometimes I go up high and, you know, get a airplane and fly over it and see how it's going with the flows of the aliens coming through the Darien Gap. That right there is, Las Blancas camp. I just made that this morning.
I apologize. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to skip the next network break. Not this one coming up, but the one after that. Give you more time. But I know you don't toot your horn, so I forgot to explain. What you and your team have done, not just in Central America, not just in Panama, not just the Texas and Arizona borders, but with the helicopters and with the drones and everything, you've exposed the giant UN camps, Klaus Schwab funding them. You've got congressional and state investigations. So congratulations, you and your team literally deserve Pulitzer Prizes, but you get that for being evil now. You guys are showing what other media could do if they would simply go there. You're bringing Congress people there, senators there. You're like the Babe Ruth of this, and you've been predicting Islamic Jihad explosions. You know a lot about it. So I'm going to shut up and say start over. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. In fact, I just took a contractor down here from Texas to look at the camps so that I could ask her opinion about what does this look like to you? How's this development going? It's very interesting. And so I just, this morning I chartered another airplane. I flew over the new camps. They're building two new camps in the Darien Gap. That is an existing camp called Las Blancas. I'm often in that camp. And, I was just down there on the ground the other day. Actually, the president of Costa Rica and the president of Panama were in that camp on the 6th of October, announcing that they're going to go. See those red buses in the lower left corner?
And let's explain. These are UN multinational staging grounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I left that part out. That's the most important part. Funded by the United States. And those little red buses down on the bottom, to date, they're up to about 60 buses per day, so about five dozen per day. But they're going to increase that to 200 per day. And now, instead of driving up to the Costa Rican border, and there's another camp up there, they're going to forego, the aliens are going to forego even stopping at the border, and they're going to go right through the buses straight up to Nicaraguan border. So in other words, you can come, bottom line is, you can come from Colombia and be it through Panama, through Costa Rica, at the Nicaraguan border. If you're really lucky, okay, that's important. I'll tell you about that if you can hold it. You could be, if you're really lucky, you could be at the Nicaraguan border in 5 days. But if you're just, you know, moseying around, 7 days. But in the past, it took a long time to get through, but now the camps are much more efficient. They're far more efficient. They're bigger, and they're putting in two new camps. That image you just showed is one of the new camps. Okay, that one right there. That is the camp. That's one, I just made that image hours ago in the airplane. That's near a village called Canan Membrillo. And Canan Membrillo is the river, Rio Membrillo, and Canan is the name of the village. That's the village most of the Chinese use who come through. And so they're building, look how big that camp is, right? So that's one of two. That's the other one. We were down on the ground with our feet on the ground in that one, droning it, and now I just flew over it in the aircraft. So this one is near Bajo Chiquito. That's another village. That's on a different river called Rio Turquesa. I've been up there, I don't know, probably 30 times or so.
So again, talk to us like we're 5 years old. Most people, regular listeners know this. We have millions that tune in on a routine basis that are brand new viewers. Explain. This is on the border of Central and South America, a giant UN staging ground to literally bring in people from Africa, the Middle East, Asia, everywhere, mainly military-age men, just turbo-surging in. And they're literally given debit cards, USAID, George Soros, UN, Klaus Schwab, on record. You show the UN camps, the UN signs, huge buses of Chinese military-age men. You can see their bearing. They're military. A lot of them look like officers. I mean, these are some bad hombres.
That's true. I made this hyperlapse a few weeks ago at Las Blancas, the one that you just saw from the air. I was down on the ground, and so many people are sick and coughing. Look at me. I'm coughing now. Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue got sick again for the third time in a row. A lot of the Indians down there are very sick. So they're building these two new camps. The one camp that you just showed before, we call that new camp because we don't even have a name for it yet. That's on the Rio Turquesa. That's near the village called Bajo Chiquito. So the Bajo Chiquito gets about 3,000 to 5,000, that river right in front of it's the Rio Turquesa, the River Turquesa, right? So that one has about sometimes 3,000 to 5,000 per day, at least 3,000 per day at this point. And sometimes 5 and even 6, I think, on a couple of days. So they're building that new camp. So we were out there and the Embera Indians were cutting that down with their machetes, and they said this is for 15,000 people. So that's just one of the two new camps. So right now in September of this year, August of this year, 82,000 came through the Darien Gap, according to the Panamanian government. Last month in September, I don't know the numbers yet, but I'm guessing about 100,000 because I was watching the flows every day. Now, something that's very interesting, Alex, I think one of the most interesting things is these two new camps are being built just before the war in Israel. It's probably a coincidence, but I'm just throwing that data point out there. But so they just started building these two new camps just before the war. And this is the sort of stuff, we see this every day. I didn't make that footage, but I see that stuff
there. So you're not just at the Texas border showing them hit here. You're showing where it's all coming from with the UN camps. And you go into these camps. It's incredible. You got drone footage of it all. Michael Yon, stay there. I want to finish up with the Darien Gap, the new developments, and then shift gears with your expertise into what's happening in the Middle East right now. Please stay with us, folks. This guy is a true investigative journalist.
to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all of you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system. So if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Remember, in the last decade, the tens of millions of Islamists pouring into Europe, the images of those giant caravans surging through from UN bases built on their borders. Well, the same NGOs, the same people that ran that invasion of Europe, now have set up camps in Mexico, in Guatemala, down into Central America, down into Panama, and then into South America, and have billions of dollars to bring them in. And I told you those images 10 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago. I said, it's coming here, and Trump told you that too. When they removed Trump, they initiated that operation. And so I want you to finish up, and anytime you can come on. I know you were in the bush and went through a lot of trouble to get back to us because your Starlink's been down for whatever reason. But I want you to then get in a big picture because you were in special operations in Europe dealing with the Russians. Then after that, you're what people don't know you are, a very famous reporter in the Iraq war, as they said, you know, New York Times, rock star status with the troops for telling the truth, exposing the Pentagon BSing. So I really respect your view on this potentially world-ending crisis that we see expanding right now in Israel. So please continue.
Yeah, obviously this is massively important. And these food issues and all these things that you talk about all the time, they're coming to pass. For instance, the invasions, these are straight up invasions. These are not border crisis. You know, I often talk with people and they'll mention something about the border crisis and I say, stop. This is not a border crisis. You will die. Saint style. You know, when it comes to Israel, I'm not over there in Israel right now, obviously. I'm in Panama. This is what will kill the United States is things like the Darien Gap and the unfettered invasion that's going on. If the United States dies, Israel's dead anyway, right? We all know that. By the way, that's a video that the Chinese circulate. It shows them, they make it sound like it's like a vacation to get up for them. It kind of is. To get up to the United States, they start in Quito, Ecuador, and then they go through Colombia and Panama. And as you can see, they march. They do the route. They call it the route. They do the route. They meet with their snakeheads. We call them coyotes. Chinese call them snakeheads. And actually, a lot of the Chinese fly to Mexico City or Cancun first, and they just bypass the entire, you know, Central America. They'll actually literally go on a vacation and then go.
No, I understand you're a boots on the ground guy. I want to get back to Darien Gap, because that's where you're on the ground with huge. I mean, you were telling me on the phone the other day, it's exponential up to 300,000 a month. And then once you hit that point, then it's going to be millions. I mean, the UN's gearing up just like it's double or triple what it was a year ago. It's exponential. I want you to hit that. You're right that this is but Iran saying they're getting ready if Israel goes into Gaza to attack Israel, all the stuff going on over there. How serious is that from your historical research?
Oh, extremely serious. Keep in mind, we're very vulnerable in the United States to Hamas and Hezbollah and the whole who's who in the zoo. I mean, you know, Venezuela, you've said this many times, Venezuela has a lot of Hezbollah, right? And so does Peru. And they're coming through the Darien Gap every day. Not to mention some Hamas occasionally get found coming through, but you know, they're not actually some of the people that I talk with coming through the gap say they're from Gaza, not a high number, but you know, enough that I notice. I mean, obviously you notice somebody from Gaza. But again, a lot of the people, the Hezbollah that are in Venezuela, they were actually born there. So they speak Spanish fluently. Their body language is fluent, matches up.
Well, right. We know there's Hezbollah camps in northern Mexico, correct?
I have not been to them, so I don't know the details of that. That would be, you know, Jason Jones would be a good man, or Benzman, Todd Benzman, my friend. Both of them are good friends. They would be the good men to talk with about that. Down here, though, in fact, one of the things that I'm flying to Japan for soon is to meet with an expert who's an expert on those groups down here, such as in El Salvador. And believe it or not, he's in Japan right now. So I'm going to fly over there and see him. And so there's a lot that are coming through South America, through the Darien Gap. But I'm telling you, the Darien Gap is a huge artery. That's why I keep coming
here. That's
right.
You keep hammering it. And to your credit, no one knew what it was a few years ago. Now, I know you know this for listeners. Congress is looking at it. States are looking at it. Major investigations. So great job. So the bottom line is, you told me in text and on the phone, it's a massive escalation. Break that down for us.
Oh, it is. Right now, I would say by January or so, maybe February, when dry season gets here, you'll probably see about, 300,000 a month. I think that's quite easy, actually. And now, as we go into 2025, you only need two bridges to really up the flow here to epic areas. They already have plans to build one of the bridges.
Epic. So if it's exponential, 300,000 about a month, what's it about to be?
It could be literally, I'm just realistically, mathematically, it could be a million a month by 2025. I mean, especially when you're using boats to go around the Darien Gap, which they, you know, they've done for years, but not in large numbers. There's routes on the Pacific and the Atlantic side. You know, there's just many ways to up the flow. But one of those is just building two bridges, and these are simple bridges. These are bridges that the U.S. Army could build in like 1 to 2 days. I mean, I'm up those rivers all the time. They're not serious. Well, I mean, during the flash floods they are. But actually, the Chinese build those bridges every, like they build them every January, February because, they use them to get the trees out that they're cutting down in the Darien Gap. They cut down these very expensive trees. And then when the flash floods come in the rainy season, it blows the bridges out. So then the Chinese come back and they rebuild the bridges, which the Indians do in exchange. The Indians want the bridges, like Kuna, or not Kuna, but Wunan Indians and Embera Indians. They want those bridges. And so, you
sure,
know,
you're a classic special forces operative, like you're reporting to general, giving them just raw data you saw. But as a citizen, as a longtime journalist, big picture here, I've studied, I could give listeners advice. Where's Congress having hearings about billions through USAID going to the UN to fund this? Where's Congress with the Chinese government and others funding bridges to invade us? Where is the U.S. military? You talk about a U.S. interest. I'm up for invading countries. But, I mean, Panama's one of our enclaves until now. Why is it being ceded and handed over? We're in 160 countries. The few we ought to be is where we built the damn Panama Canal with Teddy Roosevelt when the French failed. I mean, you know the history. So wherever we should be, and it's constitutional, we're not. Wherever we're not supposed to be, we are. And so let's talk about solutions. Well, what should the listeners and Congress and people do? Because you're a leader, even though you don't try to be one. And people want your opinion, not just your intel, sir. Not just your raw reporting. What would you do to shut this down?
Shut the border and mass deportations for starters. And I mean mass deportations. First, you know, deter.
So that kills the incentive. Deport here starts it.
Oh, yeah. Deter, detect, denaturalize, and deport. And I mean millions. And we can do it. And we can stop most of the border. That's not hard to do, actually. There's many ways to do it. It's been done before. And that, and it's like Darien Gap. People will tell you all the time. Actually, tonight, they're going to have a show on Panamanian television. It starts in a couple hours. And it's called, Darien is Not a Route in Spanish, right? And they're saying that, you know, they've got this information campaign down here that Panama wants to shut it. But meanwhile, I was just out flying over the camps again today. They're building two new camps. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's like Greg Abbott in Texas saying, you know, we're putting up wall or rubber things in the Rio Grande that don't work. And it just keeps flooding in. Now I've had several congressmen, contact me over the last few days, which is, you know, Tom Tiffany and Ogle and, Brian Babin. They're all interested in not, for instance, letting the Palestinians settle in the United States. However, I'm down here in the Darien Gap, and this is like a door that's wide open. All they have to do is get into South America, which is child's play. You know, Turkey will probably help them. When I'm watching migration issues over such as in Lithuania, that sort of thing, Istanbul was often a way stop for the aliens I was talking with that were coming through Belarus. They would go through Istanbul, the ones from Africa.
So just like Panama is the way stop. It was the same way with the Islamic invasion of Europe there with Turkey.
By the way, that I call that China camp. That's San Vicente camp. I've been in that camp many, many times. And I've stayed right beside it in a hotel for months on end. That's the camp that Mayorkas was in April of 2023 with fistfuls of cash, and he expanded this camp. So this is much more.
That's right. So Mayorkas is funding the expansion of the invasion camps.
Oh, straight up. I mean, he says so. It's not hidden. They don't hide it. It's not like behind closed doors. I mean, they're right.
By the way, I was talking to Tucker Carlson last week. I'll leave it at that. And I said, cause he was having a guest on about all this. And I said, you got to get Michael Yon on. And so I got him the info. You need to go to Maine, or he goes to Florida soon. You need to get on there and lay this out for him, because, he's really pissed at Abbott. You've been in Texas a lot too. You're an expert on Abbott. And he was asking me what I thought of Abbott. I don't think Abbott's a good person. I don't think he's a good Republican. But if the feds release all the illegals, what's he supposed to do? Well, the state of Texas is now passing a law where the Texas can arrest him, but then what do we do with him?
Well, we get rid of them. We just send them home. I mean, you know, that's not our problem. I mean, we got to man up about this. You know, what would our ancestors do? They would send them back, right? I mean, look, these guys coming through the Darien Gap, they've got a lot of testosterone going. They're not laying around, you know, waiting for the pizza to be ready. I mean, these are very serious people. They've come all the way from the other side of the world. And let me say something about Turkey again. Turkey, of course, is friends with Hamas and whatnot, and the Palestinians, of course, in general. And in Turkey, it already, there's daily flights from Africa that go through Istanbul that go to Bogota, and those people get off the flights and go right through the Darien Gap. So Turkey is constantly, you know, helping with these weaponized migrations. They could easily get these Palestinians over into South America right through Darien Gap. So, you know, it doesn't matter if the bill passes not to settle them in the United States, because they'll just come in through the Darien Gap and we don't have a border. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why this is so essential.
And by the way, it's not just Democrats saying resettle them here. The editor of Breitbart and a bunch of conservatives are saying level Gaza and then bring them all here. How many Hezbollah and Hamas are going to be in them? That is incredible. And if there is Islamic attacks, we've seen them in Europe now on Friday the 13th, then we need to blame Biden, don't we? I mean, we need to get in their face about this. Look at this. Breitbart editor, Israel should wipe out Gaza and the U.S. should take the refugees.
I gotta call him up. I mean, that's like insane. That's like right off the top. You know, Breitbart doesn't usually go total crazy like that. I think he needs to think that one through. I mean, you know, some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. You know, down here in the camps, they're fighting each other all the time. I mean, especially Haitians and Venezuelans fighting Afghans, and I've got some of them on video. I mean, this is, you're coming in with the Star Wars Cafe right now. And you know, and these people, again, high on testosterone from every culture that you can imagine. And look, right now in Japan, as an example, I follow Japan quite a lot. I've written 3 books on information war that unfortunately are only in Japanese. So I deal with Japan constantly, right? And now they've got a bunch of Kurds over there. Most Americans like Kurds. I do too. I've been up with Kurds in Iraq and all over the place, right? I always get along with Kurds. But when they come to your country, like Japan, they get into fights and they stab each other. Recently, for instance, a couple of Kurds drinking and all that, as they love to do, and one of them stabbed the other, ended up in a Japanese hospital, and both big clans descended on the hospital. And the Japanese,
I was about to say, I was just reading about Kurds the other day. I'm not trying to bring up Tucker Carlson constantly. He was reading one of his books that came out a few years ago, and it was all about when he was in Iraq, if one of the other Muslims, because they use them for security, looked at them wrong, they would want to kill them or kill them. So the Kurds are, quote, pro-America, but they do just run around killing people.
Oh, they're straight up. You know, I've known quite a lot of Kurds. I mean, they wherever they go, they be Kurds, you know. Again, I like Kurds. I've spent a lot of time with Kurds running around, just me and a bunch of Kurds. And, but at the same time, if you bring all these different ecosystems of people are coming in or forming what I call anthroinsula, which is a human island, right? A human island where they've got a sufficient number of Somalis or whatever, like Nigerians from the Igbo tribe or whatever. They come in, they have their own structure already. They're not going to dissolve into the melting pot. They're going to be, we're going to balkanize.
Keep giving us the data. Here's a few headlines. Executions, bombings, and child assassins. How Sweden became a gangland hell ruled by drug lords, Kurdish, Fox, and the Greeks. So everything you just said, that's a huge report, and it's all Islamic, basically. 100-year-old Kissinger says these cultures was wrong, they will not assimilate, will destroy us. Well, then why the hell did the globalists do this? Multiculturalism head. The Home Secretary of England says we're doomed. We've got to shut the borders down. Sounds like people are starting to listen to you. What's happened in the Western elites where suddenly they're admitting this is bad? But like you said, the Panamanian government says it's bad while they open the border and build bridges.
I think a lot of the people are starting to realize, like they've done in Ukraine when Stalin came in and with Mao and so many times in the world that you talk about all the time, they start to realize that their money is not going to, is not going to help them. I mean, in fact, it's a pork chop around their neck. For instance, Panama, I'm right by the Panama Canal. It's right out my window. I mean, this is a pork chop around Panama's neck. I mean, you're surrounded by tigers and lions. A lot of these cultures coming in are highly predatory. And as you know, I've spent most of my life outside of the United States, all over the world, in so many countries, in so many villages. Some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. Some are highly predatory. Some are highly naive, like the Swedish. They're going to get ate up. I was in Luxembourg last year. The first time I was in Luxembourg was when I was actually in Special Forces. We were training to parachute into Poland. We did it. We were doing it in Luxembourg. But it was a beautiful country. It was the jewel of Europe. Now, I went back there last year, and it was about 50%, not 1.5, about five, look online on their embassy. It's about 50% migrants now. I think it was 47 or 48, something like that. And they're still flooding in from all over the world. The streets are dangerous. It felt unsafe. Somebody broke into a car right outside my hotel, right outside my window, and just smashed the window and, you know, did it like San Francisco or New York style. I mean, that's the kind of things that happen. And Luxembourg will never take that back. They don't have enough testosterone. They're just going to – one time, you know –
well, that's the thing Delta about Force. The left. And, of course, Herman von Rompuy was basically the king of that. The head of the EU was the Nazi king of Luxembourg, and he wouldn't stop it because they hate the West. The globalists hate the West because they couldn't control it, and the strength of the West threatened their global hegemony. But then they crap where they eat and destroy their own command bases. That's just idiotic.
They do. And right now, as everybody runs off to Israel or – Ukraine or whatever, I'm not going. If the United States dies, Israel's just dead. I mean, bottom line, right? I mean, and, you know, if I get shot over there, and I have a tendency when I get into a war zone, I tend to go right where the fighting is. If I get shot over there, I'm probably not going to get any blood anyway. And if I do, it's going to be vaxxed. You know what I mean? It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, I mean, you know, bottom line is the United States is my country. I'm not going running off to defend Ukraine.
You're making a key point here that I'm glad I wasn't even thinking of. Exactly. Where is the Israel lobby? Most of it's promoting open borders here, but not for them. They should understand if America falls, they're done.
They're finished. I mean, they won't last a week without us. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they need top cover from every different direction. There's a lot of people want to slay them.
Yeah, I mean, they've got two of our aircraft carriers right now backing them up and two strike forces.
And they're not, Alex, as you know, they're not thinking it through. This daring gap is why I keep telling them, you know, they're coming through here. They will go to Fort Lauderdale and Miami and New York and hunt down you in the synagogue and kill everybody. That, you know, they'll do it. Bottom line, they say they're going to do it, and they're coming through in huge numbers right now. If we dump out all of Gaza through the Darien Gap, I mean, how long before they figure out, you know, who's who in the zoo and where the synagogues are? I mean, they're going to take this war to their homes. And again, the money is not going to save most people. It's a pork chop around their neck. And as you know, look, what did Hitler do? What did Stalin do? He said, and so many others, you know, go take their homes, go take their farms, go take their businesses. Of course, the country collapses.
Zimbabwe, you name it, Cuba, Venezuela, exactly. BlackRock and the rest of them are killing themselves instead of capturing the West, which they've done, and running it, and then building it up, making it strong. They predate and are predators against it. You're right. Why don't the global elites think this through?
I don't know. But, you know, you talk about cults sometimes. And as you know, World Economic Forum, which Bibi is a member of, Netanyahu's a member of the World Economic Forum, so is Governor Abbott, right? They're both members of the world. That is a straight-up cult. And, you know, remember, the only I've studied cults quite a lot. It was something, it was a line of study I got started with when I was in Special Forces, was studying cults. And it was actually some of the older soldiers was like, you know, you'll benefit from studying these things. And I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, it's been a huge help, actually, in the study of cults. And I've learned a lot of things. One thing is, the only cult you'll never see is the cult you're in, right? You'll see everybody else's cult, but you won't see the cult that you're in. And if it's a very serious cult, they will do absolutely anything. And I mean anything. They'll vax their babies and put it on Instagram. Imagine that's like Aztec land throwing the babies down the steps. You can't even make up the stuff, but that is cult behavior and now we've got these brainwashing platforms, our phones and everything else that can be used with, you know, artful and scientific techniques and using our data and whatnot that can be used to basically make instant cults. Like, we've got to get vaxxed. Oh, we got to go save Ukraine. You know, we got to go save Israel again. You know, I have nothing against Israel at all. In fact, I put in a lot of personal capital into defending Israel. I've been over there and that sort of thing. But at the same time, our Marines are not the Israeli Marines, right? We're not their 911, right? We're not their, they constantly want us to get into a war with Iran. The last thing we should do right now is what the wars do. Wars do just
no,
a
I totally agree. So in
things.
Closing, when I don't want you to come out of the jungle for me. You text me when you want to come on, and most of the time I'll be here and available, or we can tape if I'm not live. Any of the shows, you know, we're talking 10 hours a day are yours. Michael Young, incredible job. Everybody needs to follow your work right now. But 30 seconds on this. I'm not attacking Israel, but clearly 7-hour stand down, their newspapers admit, before any aid was sent when thousands are attacking their border and going through. I don't buy that for a minute.
Okay. Putting a couple pieces together. Bibi is a super vaxxer. He did the super lockdowns and he pushed the vax hard, right? And, look, he's pushing the migration issue, right? The invasion actually. And I mean, seriously, I mean, he's one of the enemies. He's in a cult. Bibi's in, he's obviously in the World Economic Forum cult. And I mean, I don't know if he's actually, you know, brainwashed by it or if he's just playing the dancing in with the other cult members who may be brainwashed by it, but he's certainly behaving on their behalf.
I totally agree. And he's using the Jews as guinea pigs and let the stand down happen so he gets more power and control. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah. You know, I talk with Orthodox Jews quite regularly. They don't like him at all. As you know, there's a lot of Jews that don't want Israel. Interestingly, when I traveled with a lot of Israelis in India one time for quite a while, I was actually studying cults and some of them really hated Israel. And I was like, why do you hate Israel so much? You know, I like Israel. And
right, well, listen, Michael, we're out of time. Join me again. Incredible job. Michael Yon on Twitter, Michael_Yon, MichaelYon@locals.com. We love you. Thank you so much. Be safe, brother.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate coming on.
Thank you, sir. Incredible. That guy's amazing. Total truth, man. It's just a straight shooter. All right. Chase Geiser is another great brain. He's got so much the next 2 hours. Sunday Night Live. If your station doesn't cover it or carry it, you can find it at InfoWars.com/show. But let me talk about fundraising. I got approached by some top whiskey makers. You know, George Washington with Sam Adams helped fund the revolution with this. You know, other revolutionaries rob banks and kidnap people. We don't do that. So we have a limited edition whiskey. These cases are going out to people like Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Well, I gave Tucker one the other day. But the point is that this right here is amazing. And I'm very, very proud of it. It's super high quality Kentucky whiskey. It's a limited 10,000 bottles that are left. This is a fundraiser to keep us on air. This is historic. And there's something special with the black light about these bottles. Overhead shot, please. When you aim a black light at this, it has got a lot of really amazing hidden information on the bottle that is not visible unless you've got a black light. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's really high quality product. We are very, very proud of it, and it's going to be what helps keep us on air. You can go to conspiracybourbon.com. That's conspiracybourbon.com. It is a limited run of these, and if you want to keep us on the air, that's how you do it. conspiracybourbon.com. And you can't get it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't get it by calling your toll-free number. One place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And it's just a great historic thing, a memento. And I got a sneaking suspicion these things are going to be collector's items. That's what they are. ConspiracyBourbon.com. And your purchase keeps the broadcast on air. So one word, ConspiracyBourbon.com. And there's only 10,000 bottles of this. This is the first run. It's already successful. It's going to sell out very quickly. We're going to have other runs, but every run will have a different label. And they had the great idea for this black light, and it's really, really cool. So I want to thank you all for your support, conspiracybourbon.com. And please don't forget to get my book, The Great Awakening, at InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned. Thank you all. We'll be right back with the great Chase Geiser.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are.
You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.